Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining duo will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Oh, wow. It is so good to be back in the studio. And I'm really excited today because we have a former guest on from years ago, one of my favorite people and friends, Dr. Stephanie Foisy-Mills. Hi,
good
Steph.
Good morning. Hello.
You may remember that Dr. Stephanie has her own radio show. She's a chiropractor and president of Crossroad Chiropractic Offices here in New Hampshire. She also is the author of a brand new book out called Adjust Your Life. And through her personal and professional work, she has spent a lot of time in the past year or so focusing on concussion. Mm-hmm. Her own research, her own ability to help patients in her office. And you've actually, from what I've seen, Dr. Stephanie, you've been really traveling around the country speaking about concussion to chiropractors.
I have. It's so important that people become aware of concussions and really how common they are. The CDC estimates that 1.6 to 3.8 million traumatic brain injuries happen each year, and they think that that's actually underreported.
Wow, that is so much. That's crazy.
Yeah, it affects almost 175,000 kids.
You know, I know it's prevalent. I see it in just in my practice, how often kids will come in, you know, recently diagnosed with concussion. So common in today's sports world. I mean, your son... Mike, your son played football in high school, right?
Hi, I'm here too.
Hi, there's Mike. Yeah. There's Mike.
Hey.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
He's back.
Yeah, my son played football. He actually had, he played 10 years, you know, through Pop Warner, through high school. And I think he had, I think maybe three concussions. One was really serious. Like, he didn't know who I was.
Wow.
In fact, I tried to send him home with some other people, but he snapped out of it. But we brought him right to the hospital for brain scans, and it was pretty serious. I've seen some kids get some real serious concussions.
You can almost assume an athlete in a sport that has contact will have a concussion.
Contact, collision, baby.
Yeah,
you know,
seriously.
It's like hard helmets against, just hearing it on the sidelines, it's like, whoa, what?
You know? And that's kind of obvious that sports, you know, there's a propensity for concussion. What else would we find causing concussion?
Falls sure. around home or motor vehicle accidents.
Yeah.
Sure, falls on the ice, bathtub, yep. right? So really any age.
Mm-hmm. But football is the most common sport, obviously, right? For concussions. So for every 10,000 high school players that play on a Friday night, 33 will walk away with a concussion that night.
That's incredible.
And they have helmets on.
Helmets don't protect you from a concussion.
I think it makes it worse sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, because those things, you know, it's helmet to helmet. They're not supposed to hit that way, but, you know, it's high school. You know?
Why don't we define concussion?
Well, it's a traumatic brain injury, and it's your brain essentially hitting the inside of your skull and becoming bruised, but it changes the way your brain functions.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, we have fluid that cushions between the brain and the skull, but if the impact's enough, that fluid isn't going to be able to protect.
Right, which is why a helmet doesn't really do you any good, because the helmet protects your skull from being broken, but it's not protecting the brain on the inside that's sloshing around in there.
Wow, so the brain's damaged,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously it takes time for the brain to heal.
It can take a really long time. So the average sports concussion will heal in about 10 days, but many of them can last for months, if not even years.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. People aren't schooled enough on it, especially mm-hmm. the coaches in high school. My son was out playing the week after.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what I mean? Because it's, you know, he was cleared by the doctors, you know, and they you know, obviously, if they play an important position in on the team, the coaches are going to go, hey, we need you for this game.
Yeah, you
it's
look
really
good.
Not that important, mm-mm. really, in the grand scheme of things.
Well, you know? I guess what it would be important to know as an athlete, as a parent of an athlete, or anyone who, you know, has a potential to be concerned about a fall or an accident is how do we know if there's a concussion? What are the signs that would even bring you to a doctor? Are all doctors able to properly diagnose? How do you know if your doctor is properly diagnosing you? And then how do you know it's healed in time to go back to regular activity? I think that's kind of what we need to cover in the show.
It's a gray area.
To help people. Yeah.
Well, one would hope that any medical doctor that you're going to see would be able to diagnose a concussion for you. And the symptoms can be varied, and they might not come on immediately after the impact. It can happen several hours, if not days later. So things like headache, confusion, memory loss, feeling sleepy or sluggish, being bothered by light or noise, those are some common signs.
Okay. And that's interesting that it can happen hours later. So what happens, you know, if someone has a concussion and immediately goes home, goes to bed, they could wake up and be in a completely different symptomatic world, mm-hmm. I imagine.
But I think the ones that are most surprising is that you have an impact and then it's a day or two later, right, when the headache or the blurry vision, double vision starts. And then it's like, is this related? And I think a lot of people miss that it was related to that head trauma.
Right. And I imagine the symptoms don't abate very quickly.
Not always. So they grade concussions, grade one, grade two, grade three. But they've thrown out the grading system now. And instead, they're really focusing on a return to play, which is when you have a concussion, how you get yourself back in the game safely and in the right amount of time.
Okay. So I imagine that with any age, any type of concussive force, any concussion, it's important to stop activity.
Absolutely.
You know, so completely being taken out of play as an adult, stopping physical activity. So say someone's a runner, but they had a fall on the ice, there's a potential concussion. It's important to get a diagnosis and stop running.
Absolutely. So stopping your physical activity, but also the mental activity. Cognitive rest is so important when you've had a brain injury. Right. And that means not using your computers and your texting and your cell phone and watching
TV. That's hard nowadays.
Yeah, sell that to a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, good luck with that.
Right. Yeah. You know, I've worked with patients who literally had to stop going to school for a while, or at least stop reading while they're at school because their brain couldn't handle it. They needed to rest. That's where it really can get scary.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've seen more schools moving towards the understanding of that it's not just a return to play, but there's also a return to learning policy that's being instituted. Mm-hmm. And some of the high schools around New Hampshire have been on the forefront of that.
Oh, Hollis. I work at Hollis High School. I've been there for 10 years. And every year, well, the past 3 years, they have like a big assembly and they have experts come in. So I'm sure not a lot of the schools can afford it, but, you know, they're very diligent about, you know, how to test the kids for, you know, and they have to fill out all these forms if they think they had a head injury and, mm-hmm. you know, they're really careful about it.
One of the high schools here in New Hampshire is now giving all of their students an impact test, which is a baseline test.
Wow.
So not just the athletes, which was the more common practice in the last 5 years, but every student. And that would have helped my daughter who had a concussion from gym class. She's not an athlete, but yet had a concussion in gym class and didn't have any baseline testing.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a concussion?
I know of.
No.
I don't think I have. I'm pretty sure I have not.
You said your son had three. And what's interesting is once you've had one concussion, you're twice as likely to get a second. And once you've had two concussions, you're 2 to 4 times more likely for a third.
Yeah. Well, in hindsight, if I had to do it all over again, I'm not sure I'd let my son play football. You know, he loved it and it was a great experience. You know, we loved it. It was fun. But, you know, we were nervous every single game. And I don't know if you've been watching the news, but there have already been 8 deaths from football for high school players this year.
We were just talking about how that was on the cover of Time magazine. Yeah, it was a teenage boy.
Yeah, a year ago.
Yeah.
And that second impact syndrome is what it's called. When you have one concussion and you have a second concussion before that one's healed, the brain can swell rapidly.
Scary.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Okay, one concussion and just maybe not really properly diagnosed, or let's say it was properly diagnosed, but the child or the parent is not enforcing that the child follow the guidelines for healing. What is the risk there? Can there be a permanent problem, or is it just a long time to heal if you're not, you know, if you haven't stopped on the computer and you're not stopping sports? Other than a second concussion potential, what's the downside?
One of the downsides is a longer healing time, and that's been documented that kids that don't take that time off of their electronics take 2 to 5 times longer to recover.
Wow, that's a long time.
But then, of course, those long-term risks, and I think it's the repeated concussions that we need to worry about, because that's what we're seeing with the NFL players, the Parkinson's at an earlier age, or memory loss, or depression issues, suicide issues.
Junior Seau, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few of them, you know, that. And there's some sort of plaque that builds up in your brain.
The tau proteins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we are getting into some important stuff. Why don't we go ahead and take a short break? And when we come back, I just want to continue delving into this understanding of what a concussion is and what we can do to ensure it doesn't happen. And if it does, what do we really need to do to safeguard our brains and our children's brains?
You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, you can schedule a health consultation and examination with Dr. Jenny. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.
And we're back, and we're continuing to speak with Dr. Stephanie Foisy-Mills and producer Mike Clark about concussion. You know, I really think it's important to talk about, okay, we have a concussion. Maybe we've been smart enough to get it properly diagnosed. We've been told what we need to do, which likely includes rest, stopping activities, maybe even cognitively, you know, staying off the computer, off the phones, maybe even not reading as much. But, you know, there's symptoms. There's headaches. There's fatigue. You know, what else is going on and what can we do to help with those symptoms? Mm-hmm. What should we avoid doing?
When I hear something appalling, when I took my daughter to the doctor's office for her post-concussion syndromes, they were willing to give her not only painkillers, but depression medications, anxiety medications, wow, and an experimental Alzheimer's drug to help with her memory. That's what modern medicine is offering to
it
people
really
with brain injury.
You, though, does it?
Wait, so from my
research, does, because it happened to me.
I know.
Well, and from my research, you're not even supposed to take anti-inflammatories. Is that true?
Well, I've seen anti-inflammatories prescribed to most of all of the concussions I've seen.
Isn't
walking to my clinic?
Wow. From what I've read, that can actually hinder brain healing.
Of course, it can.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so, well, you know, you're a parent or you yourself have a concussion and you can't deal with the symptoms. I mean, what can we do?
We got to go natural with it.
Yeah. I mean, healing, it's time and trying to manage what the body's trying to do.
Promote healing through good nutrition, mm-hmm, making sure that you're getting oxygen. I know that one of the main focuses with a famous snowboarder that is now dealing with a concussion, still 5 years in, is yoga for breathing and oxygenation. And of course, for us, chiropractic care.
Right.
Being adjusted.
I do notice that my patients that I've been helping that have concussion really notice after an adjustment that their system, meaning their body, feels more calm, headaches can abate, better sleep.
Well, you mm-hmm must have a lot of athletes come in.
You know, it's not just athletes. You know, it is athletes, but it's also just, you know, kids being kids, trampolines.
Sure.
I've had kids who have concussions from trampolines.
Oh, absolutely.
From sledding in the winter.
I had a mom that hit her head on the trunk of her minivan, and then not too many months later, hit her head in the same minivan on the TV that comes down in the back seat. And so concussion after concussion for her, just being a mom.
Yeah. Well, it can happen. You know, want to hear something weird that happened in here. This guy was goofing around in there, a musician. I have a big djembe, which is an African drum on a stand. And he was doing that thing, you know, like you simulate walking downstairs. And you
look, right.
And he was doing that in the windows here. And he hit his head on the percussion instrument. And he got a concussion. So we call it a percussion concussion. But but he actually got a concussion from it.
Well, those,
which is weird.
Those,
I mean,
are good.
Who gets a concussion in the recording studio? You know?
Well, and those are good examples where you might not immediately think, "Oh, I should rule out concussion."
Right.
You're thinking,
exactly.
"Oh, I was
exactly
just a doofus," and you know, and then you don't even put it together.
That's
maybe
a good
that
point.
Days later you have a headache, and
days later people will blame it on, "I must be getting sick.
Right.
I've got a cold." Blame it on something else other than that impact that happened previously.
What else can you tell us, Dr. Stephanie, about chiropractic's role in concussion, just the symptom management of it?
Well, headaches are probably one of the most reported symptoms of a concussion, and there's been some published research out with the impact that chiropractic care can have on somebody's quality of life while they're trying to recover from a concussion. And I have one with me. It's from the Journal of Vertebral Subluxation Research, and it was a 23-year-old professional ice skater who got a concussion from hitting her head against the ice. And prior to the concussion, she had no health problems, but following the concussion, she had tension and migraine headaches that persisted for 12 years. And then 12 years. And then she found the chiropractor, started getting adjusted upper cervical technique, and within 3 months, she was headache-free. And at the conclusion of her first year of chiropractic care, the symptoms remained absent.
Well, I think it's important to note that any force that's strong enough to shake up the brain is a large enough force to misalign the cervical vertebrae. You almost have to assume you have what we call cervical subluxation or misalignment after a force strong enough to cause a concussion. So I really believe that any concussion should warrant a chiropractic checkup.
Absolutely, for that very reason, because of the impact to the neck that can misalign the vertebra.
Because even as the concussion heals, if some of those top bones are out of alignment, there's always going to be a long-term consequence to it that may or may not be obvious. You know, even just, I would imagine, like long-term issues with attention and focus, you know, that those lingering types of symptoms can be from subluxation in the spine.
Yeah. And it's not always kids, and it can be adults as well. And even people that are in their older, more senior years. There was one that was published in the Journal of Upper Cervical Chiropractic Research of a 75-year-old woman who had gait ataxia, strabismus, fatigue, and blood pressure problems. And she had a history of concussion, and she started getting adjusted, and all of those went away. So blood pressure being regulated.
As opposed to taking a handful of pills.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've done shows that show the connection between upper cervical misalignment or subluxation with blood pressure irregularity, and how blood pressure can be affected if the neck is out of alignment. So so many layers to be considered when there's an injury large enough to cause a concussion.
So we would advocate that anyone who has a concussion get checked by a chiropractor.
And I can imagine if you have a wellness patient, say that you see a couple times a month and they get a concussion, an increased frequency would be warranted as well in many cases, just to give the body time to heal. You know, anytime a body's really taken out of its natural pattern, there's going to be an imbalance that takes time to correct that maybe would really warrant a higher frequency of care. I've noticed that quite a bit in my practice.
I would tend to agree.
What other resources are out there for people who have concussion? Resources online?
Oh, there are so many. The Brain Injury Association of America has a great website. It's there's BIANH.org here in New Hampshire. And surprisingly, the CDC has done a very good job with their concussion program. It's called Heads Up. And there's a concussion program that's aimed for parents online, as well as coaches, as well as students and teachers. So you can go right on the CDC.gov and take the little concussion course, which is, I think, actually very well done.
That's great. And, you know, I probably one other thing to think about, you know, other than, you know, just weird things like percussion
and
televisions inside of minivans. You know, what can, especially children, athletic children, what can we do to help decrease the chance of concussion? I mean, is there any thoughts there?
I think it comes down to the coaches and coaching with good technique. I mean, you think of soccer and the kids that are heading the ball and the repeated forces that could become subconcussive blows. Are we allowing them to head the ball too many hours per week in practice?
Right.
In football, are we having too many hours of tackle
hitting.
Contact
yeah.
practice?
Yeah. Well, my son used to say, you know, he didn't necessarily get a concussion each game, but he said he would always tell us, you know, I have a headache almost after every single football
wow.
game.
Wow.
You know, and it's like,
now you know what you know. And if you
yeah,
look back on it, it's like, oh,
you know, but it's hard to say no, you know, it's like he really loved playing the sport. And
it's an American rite of passage.
It certainly is. So.
Right. It's not just as easy as, well, no one should play football anymore.
Right,
Can you imagine how unpopular we would be if that was our advice?
And I, you know, it's the parents that get wrapped up in it too, along with the coaches, like, you know, oh, we got to win. I know it sounds weird because we're sitting here, but once you get wrapped up in the whole thing, you know, you tend to be a little more lax with stuff like that. You know, it's like, oh, he's fine, you know.
And I've heard those stories from teenagers themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Where mom said, you know, don't say the C word because coach will hear you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, and it sounds like, you know, a healthy body doing the right things can heal from a concussion in most cases. Where we really, really have to be vigilant is when there has been a concussion to not get back in the game until we know it's completely healed. And still, even with that, to consider that another concussion is, would you say, twice as likely?
Twice as likely after your first.
Really? See, I never heard that.
Yeah.
That's so you wonder how these NFL guys, you know, like someone like Wes Welker, he's had 10 concussions and he's still playing football. It's like, what, dude?
And you ask why.
Yeah, because I guess it's what he does, you know? But that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we may not have been able to prevent future concussions, but at least we've given people some education to be able to identify it, advocate for themselves, properly get diagnosed, and really encouraging people to follow the guidelines to let your body heal if a concussion has happened. And of course, chiropractic care is always such an advantage for people with any type of health problem, for wellness care, and certainly for people with concussions. Thank you so much, Dr. Stephanie. It's so fun to have you here. And you know, what we're going to do is invite your daughter, Brooke, who's spoken quite a bit on her own story with concussion. I'd like to have her in the studio so she can share her story and our listeners can learn directly from her.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me here.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brooke, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you live in the Southern New Hampshire area, schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny at 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.